This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh today. In Maharashtra, Mr. Modi will travel to Nagpur this morning. He will undertake darshan at Smriti Mandir and pay homage to the founding fathers of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhav Rao Golwalkar, popularly known as Guruji. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will visit Deeksha Bhumi and pay homage to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The Prime Minister will travel to Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh at around 3:30 p.m. He will lay the foundation stone, initiate commencement of work, and dedicate to the nation multiple developmental projects worth over 33,700 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Naypyi Taw as part of Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HADR materials, 60 parafield ambulances and NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay today, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Earlier, briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material had reached Yangon.
We launched Operation Brahma. The first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material reached Yangon. Our ambassador was there to receive the relief material, and thereafter he handed it over to the chief minister of Yangon. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, gensets, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake on Friday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,644 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured has risen to 3,408, with 139 still missing. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will today inaugurate a state-level cooperative conclave at Patna and also address a public meeting at Gopalganj in Bihar. Later in the day, Mr. Shah will hold meeting with NDA leaders in Patna also as part of discussion with coalition constituents for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. The cooperative conclave is being organized as part of International Year's Cooperatives. The Union Cooperative Minister will also dedicate and lay the foundation of various development programs and projects worth over 800 crore rupees. The 9-day-long Chaitra Navratri festival begins today with the morning aarti at temples across the country. Navratri is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 avatars. The 9-day-long festival concludes on Ram Navami, which marks the birthday of Lord Ram. The festival is being celebrated with great devotion across India, with rituals and prayers honoring the goddess in her various forms. Akashvani's Aradhana YouTube channel will present a series of special programs from March 30 to April 6 for Navratri. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. In today's fixtures, Delhi Capitals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Vishakhapatnam at 3:30 p.m., while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.